Speaking of the British Empire, one has to distinguish between the First and Second Empires. In general, an empire is an extensive territory comprising many states and smaller territories ruled over by one sovereign or one government. The First British Empire began to develop at the beginning of the 17th century, when Britain started to take possessions in overseas territories: Jamaica, the Bahamas, the Bermudas, parts of India, which was exploited by the East India Company, and so on. The prospect of economic wealth was the main motivation for early British colonization. The primary purpose of the imperialists was the possession of as much foreign territory as possible, serving as a source of raw materials and as potential markets for British goods. With the settlement of British dissenters on the east coast of North America, British rule was established over a further 13 colonies. These colonies were the main part of the First Empire that ended in 1783, when they obtained their independence. The Second Empire grew in the course of the 19th century and was completed at the end of World War I. With the loss of the American colonies to the west, Britain's interest turned to the south and east. Britain now tried to acquire trading and strategic bases, among them Gibraltar, the Suez Canal, shares in which were bought from Egypt, Cape Colony, and Mauritius, along the sea route to India and the Far East. Gradually, mere economic interest turned into a striving for political and military power in competition with other European nations such as France, Holland, and Spain. In 1876, Queen Victoria had herself crowned as Empress of India. By the beginning of the 20th century, Britain possessed almost one-fifth of the world's land surface, inhabited by one-quarter of its population. The whole Indian subcontinent, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Hong Kong, Singapore, more than a third of the African continent, including Egypt, the Sudan, Nigeria, British East Africa, the Union of South Africa, and Nigeria, to name only the most important colonies. To justify such extensive imperialism, Britain also propagated the necessity of helping the primitive natives in her colonies, said to be incapable of self-government, to become civilized and Christianized. Natives were usually treated as inferior beings and were forced to adopt the Western way of life. At the height of the empire, however, growing nationalist movements in various colonies forced Britain to loosen her tight hold. The decline of the British Empire was a gradual process. First, settlers of European descent in the white colonies called for self-government, which was granted to Canada as early as 1867, to Australia and New Zealand in 1901, and to the newly formed Union of South Africa in 1910. These countries were given the status of self-governing dominions. This meant that they were free nations, but owed loyalty to the sovereign. Dissociation from the empire was not always as peaceful as described above. In Ireland, for example, continuous riots led to the formation of the Irish Free State in 1920. The situation in some black African countries, Kenya for instance, was similar. India was especially difficult to handle. The Great Mutiny in 1857 was the result of India's resentment towards westernization, and the fear that native customs, religions, and social structures would be lost. The Indian Mutiny was repressed with equal brutality, and it was only in 1947, after long resistance led by Mahatma Gandhi, that India became independent. It was divided into India, with a mainly Hindu population, and Pakistan, where the inhabitants were mainly Muslims. The great majority of Britain's former colonies have joined the Commonwealth of Nations, which is still in existence today.